Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She's one of our happiness experts, and she actually pulls it off, folks. She makes me happy when she joins us on the show. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And anybody who can be happy when it's 2 degrees outside, like it is where you are in Canada, you pull something off there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it keeps you going. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, one of the things that we know, Keita, is that that darkness is not the friend of happiness. That light and sunshine benefits our happiness, doesn't it? And when in the wintertime, when the days are shorter and it's cold and we're less active, that kind of thing, do those physical things impact an otherwise happy person?
Yes, in fact they do. It's scientific, research has proven that when there's less light and there's less warmth, people do feel a little bit down. They need that light. But vitamin D is very important to the system, and that's what we lack up here in Canada. And, in fact, we're known to have an absence of vitamin D in our diets, and that, in fact, is driving some of us to be not as happy people.
And, I was in Sweden. I was in Stockholm a few years ago, and during midsummer, which is like Christmas to them almost, at the summer solstice, and so I was talking about how fun they were and how great they were, and they said, "Yeah, we're fun in midsummer, but don't come back in January. You won't like us in January."
I think just talking about it and saying it is important. In other words, if somebody's wondering why they're suddenly feeling blue, then this is probably one of the key reasons they are. It's mm-hmm. not because they're making themselves unhappy. Sometimes it's the environment. It's the lack of light mm-hmm. that's making them a little blue.
What do we do about that? How do we fix that? If we can't jet off down to Florida and get some of that winter sun down there, what do we do about that?
Well, I think, first of all, it is actually getting lighter than it was in December. I know that because I run in the mornings. But that being said, getting outside during the afternoon, for instance, during your coffee break, instead of staying inside, take a quick walk outside, because the fresh air, and at that time the sun should be up if it's coming out that day, is going to do a lot of good for you.
Well, there's no question. And so do you recommend just wrapping up and just taking a walk at lunch more in the wintertime than even in the summertime?
Oh, for sure, because the thing is, the fresh air is also a great boost. And, you feel invigorated. Try mm-hmm. walking outside when it's a little cooler for about 5, 8, 10 minutes and come back in, and you'll feel really refreshed. And it's much easier to get back to work than it was sitting at your desk eating your sandwich by your computer in the first place.
You know, my office is in my studio is in an antique home. It's like a 130-year-old home and that I've been in for a long time. But sometimes, even though it's one floor, sometimes I spend a lot of time inside the building. And there are times when, for no particular reason, I don't really know why I'm doing it, I just shut everything down and go outside and stand in the yard. I just go outside, and I just feel like I need to be, out from under a roof. It's almost like it's a human response rather than some plan.
Right. The other aspect to this is if, in fact, it is very cold and it is absolutely unreasonable to head outside, if perhaps there's maybe a nearby mall or even through the day coming back from work, there's a nice atrium in the mall that you can go in. Walking in a mall through the daytime is not a bad thing either, because if you can't be outside if it's too cold, you can at least get up and go.
Well, the YMCA probably has a walking trail, the local gymnasium or something like that. What about changing our routines? You've talked about that in the past. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent suggestion, Jim. The fact of the matter is, when we settle into a routine, and winter tends to do that to us because we don't have that many options of doing other things. And when you settle into a routine, you know, you're repeating, I do this now, I do that then, it may get a little boring, and then it might get a little bit disinteresting. And when you're disinterested, you lose your motivation. And that is probably the number one danger for an entrepreneur, for a business person who has a goal in mind for 2012. So I say mix it up. In other words, even find a different route to drive into work. Go to the library after work, or decide to go to the library if you haven't been for a long time. Little things like that, because in doing them, you may become aware of something new, something different that will spike your interest and also maybe give you interesting things to lend to your business.
How many times do you go home or go to wherever you're going, in the wintertime especially, and you're there before you even realize what you've done? I mean, you don't even remember going by the supermarket or not going in, but I mean, you don't remember driving by. You're the whole trip is a blur to you, and so all you really remember was leaving and arriving. I mean,
that's
that happened.
It's like an automatic pilot.
That's right. And so I mean, as you say, that diminishes your experience, doesn't it? For that
yes,
day.
It does.
For that day.
Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, if you're not taking in some kind of stimuli, or you're not perceiving that you are, then your brain is registering boredom.
Well, especially, Keita, when for small business owners, the biggest stimuli this week is going to be making payroll on Friday. So, you know, we got to be able to offset that a little bit, folks, with some happiness. And you know what, folks, our employees have the same issue, the same situation. We come back in the next segment. Keita, will you help us? Will you help us develop some things to get everybody a little bit more sunshine and happiness in their lives? We're going to do that with Keita after these messages. Keita Spak, ladies and gentlemen, S-Z-P-A-K is how you spell her last name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.